the dream part, we are Brahmas for our dreams, you said, and the enemy is created by me and friend is also created by me. So the dream is owned and dream is by my dream and I am the creator for that.
You are the dream. But so long as you are dreaming, you will not realize that it is me. My neighbor is separate, my friend is separate, my wife is separate, I am separate. Do you think your wife is one with you? You never think. You never think. No. Because
never think.
When you eat, do you think that since I have eaten, my wife also has eaten, there is no need for her to eat separately? That means you have the idea, she is different, she has to eat, she has to sleep, she has to worry, she has to be happy.
Now, my question is...
when you wake up, when you look back and remember, do you not say, suppose in the dream, just I am giving a small example, you will have to think about it. Somebody came and bet you. Somebody came and rescued you. And then they punished the other person. So, in the dream, you are thinking, this is my terrible enemy, and this is my greatest friend, isn't it?
Yes.
Imagine also that you know those people, they are your neighbors, right side neighbor, left side neighbor, okay?
Yes.
Upon waking up, will you take a lathi or a gun and go to the one neighbor and shoot him dead because he bet you in the dream? And will you go and thank the other person for rescuing you?
No.
So what is happening here? What is happening is, this is all my own thoughts. I have become myself, my neighbors. This I bet myself in the form of the neighbor, myself. I also saved myself in the form of my neighbor only. Isn't it?
Yes.
That means what you are saying is, it is not real. It is my pure imagination. I am real. Dream is my imagination. Unreal. Similarly, when we happen by the grace of Sadguru to wake up from this waking state called Jagrat Avastha, then we understand, just as I looked back at the dream in Jagrat Avastha and realized it is unreal, it is me only, then you realize the whole Jagrat Prapancha is a creation
of my own.
And that I explained, the whole world is created for me and for you according to our Pura Janma Karma.
Even in dreams also, do you think that Pura Janma will have effect?
Pura Janma is only having effect because our body, we come with our samskaras. Now the attempt is that I don't want to repeat what I did in my Purva Janma. If you are a believer in the Hindu scriptures, I want to better myself.
Yes.
So, in this life, I have freedom. I have no freedom with regard to what I did in the past. But from now onwards, whatever good, if I believe in the scriptures, in the Guru's teachings, then let me at least earn punyam, so that I will be a happier person than what I am now.
One last question, Maharaj. Many a thing which we never think in the real life or wake-up life also will appear in the dream.
Correct. That is because it is not that it is something suddenly has come. You must have experienced that thing many lives back. And it is lying hidden. Do you remember everything that happened in this life?
Not all.
Then where is the question of remembering in lakhs and churasi lakh janam? Not possible. So, there are things which we have never seen, but we may see in dreams. It is just somehow the mind has accessed some old file in a computer like. Yeah, sometimes if you operate a computer, you find that there is what is called, suddenly you typed some name, mistyped, and an old file comes up. Then you remember, 20 years back I have created this file.
Yes.
It is just like that.
Thank you.
All right.